In this bulletin, reports Volkswagen and Audi settled two Australian class actions over the diesel emissions scandal. Oil prices rise after the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. And in cricket, Australia loses to England in the fifth Ashes test, but retaining the urn with a 2-2 draw in the series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Car makers Volkswagen and Audi have reportedly settled two Australian class actions over the company's diesel emissions scandal. Details of the settlement remain confidential, but the payout could be up to $120 million. The allegations were that the affected vehicles were fitted with defective emissions devices designed to falsify greenhouse gas emissions data. The Volkswagen diesel engine emissions scandal broke in September 2015, affecting about 100,000 Australian consumers and 11 million vehicles worldwide. Oil prices have risen by 13% after the weekend drone attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claimed responsibility, but US officials have suggested that they have evidence against that claim. The US has blamed Iran because of the direction from which the attacks were launched. President Donald Trump has authorized the release of US oil reserves in response to the attack. The Royal Commission into the Abuse and Neglect of People with a Disability is holding its first hearing today in Brisbane, but a growing number of disability rights advocates say they may have to boycott the long-awaited three-year inquiry over perceived conflicts of interest. Some say that two of the seven Royal Commissioners should stand down because they've managed the very systems that the inquiry was set up to investigate. Green Senator Jordan Steele-John was a leading voice in establishing the Royal Commission. He says the inquiry is too important to be compromised.
I am incredibly proud that we are now at this moment, but I am also very determined to defend this Royal Commission and what it must be. Disabled people are not just going to say thank you and get back on with it anymore. We have found our power and we are not going to let it go.
Voting begins this week for the First Peoples Assembly, an elected voice that will help work through the Indigenous treaty process in Victoria. More than 70 Aboriginal leaders have been nominated as candidates, and all Victorian Indigenous people have the chance to vote in the election until October the 20th. The group will be an independent voice with connections to the traditional landowners who play a role in moving the treaty process forward. Victoria is the first state in Australia to introduce treaty legislation for its Aboriginal people. Serbia's first gay prime minister says she believes the country is moving in the right direction despite clashes at a gay pride parade in Belgrade. Ana Brnovic and her partner attended the annual march, where police had to shield some disruptive far-right activists from the pride campaigners. The Prime Minister says she's willing to discuss whether the country is changing quickly enough for those seeking equality, but she thinks the future looks positive.
I'm happy that, from year to year, it's easier to organize Pride, and, there are other cities in Serbia now that are trying as well, and I think Serbia is going in the right direction.
There were also arrests at a gay Pride rally in northeast Ukraine on Sunday, where far-right protesters threw eggs. In cricket, the Ashes crowd has warmly applauded batsman Steve Smith after some fans booed the Australian earlier in the test. Australia ended its Ashes campaign with a 135-run loss to England and a series draw, but it was Smith's performance that was being celebrated. The 30-year-old says he's physically and mentally exhausted, but he's looking forward to the Australian summer.
Yeah, look, it was a nice reception and, I've given it my all since I've been here the last 4.5 months and every test match that we've played, and I didn't have much left to give today.
English captain Joe Root offered Smith this backhanded compliment.
He's been a pain, really, for me. He's played extremely well. He's obviously the number one batter in the world, and for a reason, he's in difficult conditions. He's stood up and done something very special.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and 16. Shower or two for Melbourne, 14. Hobart, showers clearing and 10. Canberra, rain, 21. Wollongong, late rain, a gusty cold change and 27. Late showers in Sydney and 29. Newcastle, windy afternoon and 30. Brisbane, sunny, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.